Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. I love publishing women who have an empowering message to share. It's no different than this radio show, right? It's about intimate conversations with women who get it, women who are here to make a difference in the lives of others and who have a mission to transform lives. With me today is Jill Hope. Jill is a writer, empowerment coach, speaker, and founder of I Shine, which you can find at ishinekids.com. Through her unique and innovative programs, Jill mentors busy moms to bring out the best in her kids and live with authenticity, purpose, and passion. And isn't that what we all want, especially as moms? In addition, Jill certifies and licenses facilitators to teach her proven I Shine Inner Wellness Curriculum, a social-emotional wellness program for kids aged 9 to 12, and her powerful Girl Within Curriculum, a program that builds confidence and empowerment in girls aged 11 to 14. And I'm excited because we were just talking about this off air. Jill is writing a book, in her forthcoming book, The Powerful Girl Within. Welcome, Jill.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Well, our paths crossed a few years ago when you were in one of my virtual events, and I've loved your work then, love your work now. I think it's such an important message. And I don't have a child that age anymore. My daughter's 35, but I have a granddaughter who's 7. And I've always said women are the nurturers of the next generation. So true, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. So true. Absolutely.
So tell us how this journey began. What led you to this work that you're doing?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I always wanted to have kids, but my path just didn't go that way initially. I ended up in a corporate job. You know, I always wanted to be a teacher, but I got steered to doing something different, as we do. You know, we get put on the path that, you know, the quote-unquote normal person would follow. So, you know, where you go to college and you get like a quote-unquote normal degree, acceptable, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so I got a marketing degree and I went to, I got this, you know, great corporate job. And so I didn't meet my husband until quite a bit later in my life. And I still really, really wanted to have my family because kids just are, I just have a special connection with kids and I adore them. And we were not having success. And it got to the point where I got into kind of desperation mode, and I was getting depressed, and I thought, you know, is it really not going to happen for me? I mean, is that actually possible? And by, you know, crazy story, which I won't tell you today, but we ended up pregnant naturally, completely naturally, and I had my son. And you would have thought he was a, you know, normal, healthy, very healthy baby boy, huge child. And you would have thought I would have been the happiest woman on the planet, given I always wanted this. And yet, I found it extremely hard to adjust to being a mother. And when I was not a very happy person. I was not a happy new mother at all. And my son actually was really, I hate saying this, but I mean, it's the best way I can describe it. He was high maintenance, like way more than a baby normally is. And I say that because a lot of my friends were having kids at the same time that I was, and they could go anywhere with their babies. and I could not get out of the house with my child. He was breastfeeding. It seemed like he needed to feed all the time, and we just couldn't get our act together. So I ended up noticing, first of all, that I was pretty miserable, that I was having a lot of guilt because I was feeling this way about being a mother. So I was beating myself up on a very regular basis. And I noticed that when I would go to the office, I felt so much better. And this was not a job that I was in love with. So when I realized that I got this sense of dread when I would leave the office to come home, I knew I had a big problem. So what I did was I drew on my years of personal development study, which at that point was about 20 years of doing a lot of personal development work for myself. And I just wasn't applying it in this situation. That was part of the problem. And so I thought, well, you know, if I know so much about what it takes to live a life of joy and happiness and being connected to your purpose, why am I not applying it in this situation? So I started to follow some principles, and in a very short period of time, I dropped the guilt, almost like a hot potato. It was kind of shocking to me. I started to feel better on the inside, and I noticed that my son, as I was feeling differently, he was responding differently. He was not as clingy. He was not as whiny. I even had some friends comment to me, like, Jill, what are you doing? Because this is not what we're used to seeing out of Ian, my son. And that is when I knew, I'm like, this, I can't be the only one feeling this way, and I think I'm onto something. And then I launched my business from that point.
I'll tell you, first off, just to have you be so truthful and vulnerable about your experience as a mom and share it so openly. Do you know how many women are probably going, oh, my God, I'm not alone, right?
Well, you know,
I'm not alone of that experience of childbirth and struggle. And so first off, thank you for your authenticity and vulnerability, because I think so many of us feel shame of feeling those things or feeling a lot of things when it comes to being a mom, right? And just by you saying it out loud, you're giving others permission to be able to share their experience.
Well, yeah, and can I tell you, Linda, that during those really hard days for me, I talked to a number of my friends that I mentioned earlier who were having babies, and I was asking them, are you guys feeling this way? Because this is what I feel. Nobody was feeling, at least they were telling me they weren't feeling that. And so I felt really alone. So if me sharing this can help another person not feel so alone, that's a huge win in my book.
I think it's so powerful when women share the truth. It allows other women to tap into their own. And, you know, in your work, Jill, you talk a lot about, and now we know why, that the most important job any parent has, but especially the mom, right, us as moms, is to live her highest potential. Why have you come to that?
Yeah, because one of the big connections that I made, and it really informs all the work I do in my programs, with private clients, it doesn't matter, because the key to solving any challenge our child has is actually within us. And what I realized is that, you know, if you're not a happy mother, your child cannot be as happy as they can be. They cannot be in their fullest potential if you aren't. I'll never forget when, I don't know how old my son was, 5, 6, 7, and this was when I had already healed a lot of what I was going through. I had already conceived of my business. I was going down that path of working, you know, getting that rolling. I was still beating myself up, not as often, but I was still doing it. I was very hard on myself. And I'll never forget this cute little face on him coming to me at one of my times where I was stressed out and unhappy and beating myself up. And he just looked me in the eyes and he said, Mommy, please be happy. Please be happy.
Wow.
And he just would plead with me, and his face, you know, and I used to think that, well, you know, no, kids, they want the latest toys, and they want this and that, and, oh, they need love. Yeah, they want toys, and yes, they need love. But what they crave is your happiness, because if you are not, they pick up their sense of security and safety in the world when you're good.
Oh, it's so true, and I found just our family dynamics, too, is young children, especially the toddlers, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, they put it on themselves. Mommy's not happy or daddy's not happy. I must be bad. I must be doing something. Have you found that in your work with moms is it's another core reason we have to shift our thoughts, energies, behaviors, because they take it on and create a story that's going to follow them through life?
Absolutely, Linda. Yeah, absolutely. That because what kids do is, even though we may not say that to them, and most of the time we don't, you know, but they internalize exactly what you said. They create a story from wherever the development of their brain is at that time. They get this perception in their heads about what it means, and then that becomes the basis for a limiting belief inside of them. And that is what, you know, yeah, absolutely. So our biggest job really is to clean up our own stuff so that we can really be present for our kids. Because, you know, one of the things I teach is how you can actually catch your child in the process of developing a limiting belief and shift it so it never has to be a limiting belief. You know, but it's really hard to do if you're not present within yourself, and you've got all kinds of stuff clouding your ability to do that.
So true. It starts with us. And when we come back from our break, Jill, I want to talk about that, because you mentioned that we have to resolve our own. Like, if they have an issues, whether it's self-esteem, peer relationships, social, emotional issues, yes, look at them. But first, put the mirror on yourself. So we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm with Jill Hope, founder of iShineKids.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is writer, empowerment coach, speaker, and founder of iShine, Jill Hope. So Jill, right before the break, we were talking about the importance of if we notice something with our children, whatever it may be, self-esteem, negative beliefs, that we have to turn the mirror on ourselves. Look at ourselves first. Can you talk about that a little more? Because usually we want to fix. Let's look at them. Let's fix them. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I get that request all the time. You know, can you work with my child? And I say, well, I do not work with kids. And they sort of look at me like, what? You know, what's your business all about then? And because the key is within you as the parent. So, yeah, absolutely. The first question I always ask when a parent talks about whatever challenge their child's dealing with, and it really doesn't matter what the challenge is, but my focus is on, you know, the kind of social-emotional stuff. But I ask a question around, you know, where did that parent experience a challenge there? So an example of this is I was working with, I love this example because it's so sort of in your face, but this parent had a 12-year-old daughter who in her class, none of the girls would speak to her. They acted like she was invisible, except for one girl, and the one girl would verbally bully her every single day. And when this parent came to me, it was near the end of the school year, and they had done everything, like most parents do. They had talked to the school. They had talked to the counselors. They had, you know, tried to work with the teachers. She even called some of the other girls' parents who she was friends with and got nowhere. And that's very, very typical. And so she said, you know, I think we're going to have to pull her out of this school. And this was a very nice, prestigious private school. And I said, okay. I said, so let me ask you a question. What was your experience growing up with friends at school? Did you have friends? And right away she said, oh, yeah, I had friends. And then she got very quiet and she said, well, wait a minute, now that I'm thinking about this, I remember thinking that the girls at school were mean. So I stayed away from them, and I just hung out with the boys. I said, well, isn't that interesting that you grew up feeling like girls at school are mean, and now your daughter is having an experience of the girls being mean? And she was open to seeing that there might be a connection there. And that's all
like maybe the language she was using as a child grew up, watch out for the mean girls, little things like that, like sub unconsciously doing it. Is that how that belief would have, because I believe in law of attraction and live it and beliefs and, you know, programming. I could see how, what a relation that could be that would lead to this. Did she continue with the work to try to dive deeper into it?
Oh, yeah. At that point, she did a program of mine. Oh, it was a home study program over the summer. And, they got some pretty stunning results. I didn't hear from her all summer. And she checked in with me in September, and she said, you know, Jill, I just have to let you know what's been going on. She said that I did the program, and over the summer, my daughter became best friends with the girl who was verbally bullying her. She said they literally hung out every day.
Oh my.
Yeah, and she said, and the reason why I'm even connecting with you today is because my daughter just came home and said, Mom, I just realized why all the girls were mean to me last year. And she said, why? And she said, because I didn't like them.
Holy shit. What an amazing, excuse my language, but that's powerful that this girl realized it. That's so young. Like, what a blessing that's going to take with her the rest of her life, that she came to that realization, that she was putting out the energy that was coming back to her.
Exactly. I mean, how powerful is that? Most kids in that situation will internalize a belief that there's something wrong with them, and then they're going to carry that through the rest of their life unless they do work to get rid of it. But she was able to connect with the fact that she had the power, and what was she doing with that power? And, wow, when I shift that, look what changes for me. So they put her back in the school. They didn't need to pull her. Everything was fine from that point forward.
But it all began with the mother looking at her own thoughts, stories, beliefs, patterns.
Yes.
So I love what you said earlier, that you don't work with children. You create all this. You don't work individually with children, but everything you create is to enhance children's lives.
Yes.
So are all the programs for moms or parents to take, or are some for the kids?
All of the programs that an individual parent can access and use are primarily for the parent. Now, that said, they all have things they can use with their kids, but in every program, there is a process they go through that helps them unearth these beliefs that are playing into and likely controlling what's showing up for the child. The only exception is we do have two curriculums that are created for kids, because I recognized that I'm not going to reach every parent of a child who needs this information. So how else can I get it out there? And so now I'm certifying people who love kids as much as I do to get out there with a kids version of these programs. But they're learning the same ideas.
I love that idea, reaching them direct, especially for those who have parents that don't want to do the work. At least these children still will have access if you can reach them.
Yes. Yeah, because there's a lot more parents who want to just sign their child up for a class than that actually want to do the work.
So, oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to talk about the name of your book, right? Because it's The Powerful Girl Within, but I'm curious what that means to you. What's that phrase mean?
Well, you know, I, of course, you probably know this, Linda. When you write a book, you uncover a lot of stuff within yourself, and you know, you learn a lot just through the process. And one of the things that I tapped into, and I think I knew this at a subconscious level, but and actually my work is based on it, but I never really thought about it before. It's just that we all have this powerful girl within us. And who that person is that's the person who loves us for who we are and who accepts us unconditionally. And, you know, who knows what lights her up and who has the confidence and the courage to move in the direction of the things that she is passionate about, and who makes herself at least as important as other people, if not more, you know, and who doesn't settle for less than she desires, and who uses her authentic internal divine power that is always available to her. So when I talk about the powerful girl within, and, you know, we've got some programs with that name as well, that's really who we're tapping into. And it doesn't matter if you're a child, your parent is shifting so that, you know, you yourself as a child can tap into that, or you're an adult and you don't even have kids, but you know that you're not living fully connected to your powerful girl within.
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of inner child work, and that's what it reminds me of like, talk to the little girl, you know, because there's always wounds there. But I love the name, right, because it just saying powerful, like you have the power within you. And we do, but we forget that. Or as an adult, we become disconnected from it. So I love that you're creating programs to empower the moms who then will empower the children. So when is your book coming out? Expected? I know what that's like.
Right. Expected right now, current expected date is before the end of 2019, hopefully in the last quarter.
Wonderful. And I'm going to share your website again, ishinekids.com, where you can learn about everything we're talking about with Jill and all her programs. And we're going to jump to break, and when we come back, I want to dive deeper into this conversation. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm with Jill Hope, writer, empowerment coach, speaker, and founder of iShine. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and we're talking about the powerful girl within, right? And we all have her. I will speak for my truth. It's just, I became disconnected from her, right? From childhood, and I had to rebuild my relationship. And we all have, as you said a moment ago, Jill, we may all have different phrases for that, but we all have her. So let's talk about her even more. Like, what are some of the exercises or tips that you would share if someone wants to begin a relationship with their powerful girl within?
Yeah, such a good question. You know, the first, one of the practices that I follow in my life and that I teach, and I think it's really, really important, is whatever challenge, I don't care if it's small, I don't care if it's big, but you know, a great question. Well, I do a couple things. So one is I always remind myself that everything happens for me, not to me, and that is just like a mantra in my head. You know, because sometimes the problem is we can fall into that space of feeling like a victim when something happens, and we can get upset. And that is not a powerful place to live. So we don't want to slide into that space. So when you feel that way, you know, it's helpful to just remind yourself, this is happening for me. You know, another thing I'll say to myself is something along the lines of, everything that happens is the best thing that could have happened. So if this happened, which it did, how is this the best thing that could have happened? And when I ask that question, it opens me up to a world of different possibilities than if I think, why is this happening to me?
Oh, yeah, it's a complete mindset shift.
Completely. I mean, even when I say that, you know, and the audience can do this with themselves, is to, you know, think of something challenging that happened recently, and it doesn't have to be big, but just something that was very frustrating or irritating, and then, you know, tap into that feeling that we all get at times of, like, why is this happening? And feel what that feels like in your body. And then let that go. Think of the same situation and ask yourself that question. And it's, you feel differently, and that's the key to shifting out of it quickly.
Yeah, I describe it for myself as I had to shift my past stories is, do I want to go into the story or my truth, right? Because for years I lived in the story that everything was like drama, especially in my 20s and 30s. That person wounded me, story, 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 that would drag on for months, right? Because I wanted to own the story. I never wanted to look inside, as what a lot of your teaching is about, is going within. And now, like you, we can shift so much easier when we realize the choices are always how we want to view things. And I like to view things through the lens of gratitude and love and compassion. But just that ability to choose, that's where the power is.
Yes, it's all about the power of choice for everything. You know, I'm working with a group right now on discovering their passions, and they're at the point where most of them have discovered them. They have a short list of what's most important in their life now. So, you know, now it's about, I said now, like, the hard work's done. But you know, the easy part's starting, but it's not easy in that we're so not conditioned to do it, which is now you choose in favor of it when you get it, when you have a choice.
And it's so true. And do you see when, like, some of the moms that might not be open to some of this kind of thinking, processes, et cetera, I bet they're the ones, though, that once they start working with you and working through your programs, that they have the biggest ahas, because it's such a paradigm shift.
Yes. I mean, people tell me, I mean, I'll never forget this one woman ran her first 5K. She didn't even know that she wanted to when we started. And this happened in, you know, less than 12 weeks. I mean, she got a new job. Crazy things open up. It's because when we ask different questions, different possibilities become available to us, and then we just need the courage to step into it.
It's so true, and it's because I think when we're in that other energy, the other mindset, it's like we have blinders on, you know, like the horses wear, that we can't see all the potential and possibilities around us because we're so focused on that story or whatever it may be, or belief in front of us. It's so when the blinders finally come off, it's like, oh, my God, life is filled with possibility, as your client discovered, right? Never knew she could do a 5K, and then she does a 5K.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff like that excites me when I hear stories like that, because now she will, as I'm sure you discovered, she will believe in herself for the next thing and the next thing, and everything will continue to expand for her.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm so glad you said that, because That is exactly how that's one of the ways that we build up confidence in kids, is get those little wins, you know. So now she's having, when you have an experience, it's so much easier to support that same experience in your child. So now she knows she can do something. So not only can she lean on that as an example, but she's also has modeled it now for her child. So
which goes back to how we started this conversation, right? That our children mirror us. When you were unhappy, your child was unhappy and was trying to fix you. When moms don't believe in themselves, so they smother their dreams, their passions, what is that saying to the children? Unconsciously, of course. It's not like we ever plan to do this stuff, right? It's all unconscious until we learn better. So for every mom out there, believe me, we all know life isn't perfect. We've all been there. Today's conversation is about saying there is another way, and be gentle with yourself. But there, like Jill's work in the world, there are tools and resources to help you tap into another way of thinking, living, and being, so we can be good moms. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, Jill, you and I, we've been on the journey as moms. I was telling you off air, I don't have a little one anymore. I have a 35-year-old, and now I have a granddaughter that's 7 and a step-grandson that is going to be 19. And I see the world through their eyes now, and I want the world to be a better place, but it all starts with us, doesn't it?
It sure does. And people don't realize, too, that we have a lot of power. But so often we want to go outside to exert power, like on the outside of us. I love to talk about how we solve problems, because most people solve problems backwards. We solve problems by looking out there. We Google the answer. We're, you know, calling up our best friend to see what they think. We're asking everybody, you know, that at the grocery store. You know, we're not going to the one place where the answer is. And it's so much easier if we would just stop and shift on the inside. You are the center. I'm always telling my clients, you are the center of your universe. So if you don't like something out there, turn it on the inside.
Look within, in other words.
Absolutely. Look, go.
Have a conversation with yourself, your own soul. I don't know if you use that language in your work, but for me, that's the word I use. Is I already know what I need to know, but I have to get quiet, right? And do you have that conversation with a lot of moms where they'll feel like they're so busy, so overwhelmed, things are coming at them so fast that they just forgot how to hear their own wisdom?
Oh, definitely, yes. And the one of the things that I think it's really important for moms to realize, because we are all so busy, and it's that none of this stuff takes a lot of time. We're not talking about hours of time that you have to sit there. It really is small moments, and it's, you know, when you break it down like that. And the other thing is it doesn't have to take a long time on the calendar either. You know, it seems like, oh, to be able to shift something like how I feel about myself, or like in my situation, dropping all this horrible guilt I had, seems like that would be a big job and it would take a really long time. But when you start to go within, you step into a world where really time doesn't exist, and it's more about your energy. And that exists outside of time. So, yeah, we need to step away from this idea that it's hard or it has to take too much time, because it really doesn't.
No, it's the belief that makes it take longer. If you believe it's going to take longer, it will.
Exactly.
It's the story again, right? It's the story that we tell ourselves. And I'll tell you, I could write a book on the stories because I lived it for so long, right? And as all of us have. So I just think it's all part of our journey. But the reason I do what I do in the world, between Aspire Magazine, the book publishing company, this show, is to bring conversations like this to women around the world to say, come on, circle up with us. Open up your mind, open up your heart. There are other ways of doing things, right? Back when, I'm not sure of age difference, but back when I started 28 years ago on this path, we didn't have podcasts. We didn't have access to the internet to have programs like iShine Kids available. So now, for me to be able to bring someone like you to these women, like, come on, take advantage of it. Take advantage of the work that women like you are doing in the world. So that's why I do what I do, because I really do, with all my heart, believe women are the nurturers of the next generation. If we heal ourselves, the next generation has such a better chance of healing this world.
Absolutely. I mean, I said it before, but I'll say it again. It's there's no work outside of you that has even the slightest bit of importance, or as much importance as working on the inside. I mean, a lot of the parents I work with, they're it's funny because they'll have this stunned reaction when they realize that, you mean my child doesn't get involved in this? I don't do things with my child? Well, you can, after we do some of this work on the inside, and what they always end up saying is, like, this is, I didn't even ever talk to my child about this. And, you know, the other thing is, some of these parents, their kids are at an age where they're completely resistant to any kind of tools anyways. And that can feel a little scary because you think, how am I going to reach my child? She's having these problems, but she's not going to do this stuff. And I always tell them, that's fine. You can do this work on their behalf. You can do a whole lot on their behalf to shift it. And it's pretty incredible to watch it actually happen.
Yeah, and it's going to be empowering to the mom, too, when she does the work and then she sees the ripple effect it has on her family. Because this work isn't just affect the children. It affects her relationship. It affects the essence of who she is. That ripples out what kind of friend she is. Because if everything's being transformed in her from the inside out, it can't help but ripple out to everyone else. So, Jill, we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that, you know, has been going on in the world for a while. And it's about, you know, protecting our children. So many kids get pressured into uncomfortable or even risky situations. So when we come back, let's talk about that. And I am with Jill Hope, founder of iShineKids.com, and we'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Jill Hope. So Jill, you know, you often mention that when girls and women feel empowered, they're far less likely to be pressured into uncomfortable or even risky situations. I think this is important to talk about in our last segment.
Very important, yeah. You know, and there's a couple of really big things around this. One is it really goes back to, you know, when a child, girl or boy, chooses to get into, you know, they run with the wrong crowd or they make risky choices, I really see that as coming down to how deep of a connection they have within themselves to their own higher wisdom and how well they actually know themselves. And the sad fact is, at least from what I've seen from my perspective, is that the way we condition kids is we condition them to disconnect from their inner knowing. We don't do this on purpose. We are just mostly conditioning our kids the way we were conditioned. But what this shows up like is when we tell our kids that we know what's best for them. We do not know what's best for them in most cases. I mean, it's true that we need to guide them through how to live life in the world, but a child very quickly figures out if they step outside, if it's too cold, you know? But so often we will force them to put on a coat. I'll never forget my son. I mean, he just runs hot. He's an active kid, and he would go to school in the morning. And in Chicago, it can be, you know, we can have a 40 degree temperature shift from morning to afternoon in the springtime and in the fall. And there was this rule they had at school. He used to go to the after school program when I'd be working. And if you brought a coat in the morning, you had to wear it on the playground at after school, because the perspective of the people that ran that program was that if your mother sent you with a coat, then she wants you to wear it. So they would make him wear that. But my child, so it was ridiculous. So he would beg me in the morning to not wear an appropriate coat when it's 40 degrees out and he's walking to school, because he knew it was going to be 70 and he would be hot on the playground after.
Yeah, and he knew.
He knew, he knows.
It sounds like a lot like my granddaughter. She has a strong mind, but she knows. And their rule, which I just found out, is if you cannot go out to recess in the fall or winter if you do not have gloves with you. And I was like, well, that's the strangest thing. And she noticed a young girl did not have her gloves. And she's just a nurturer. She took off her gloves, gave them to the girl, and went and sat on the bench. Teacher said, what are you doing? She said, I don't think it's fair that she can't play because she doesn't have gloves. And she doesn't have a choice because her mother forgot her gloves. So I will sit and she can play. And I was like, one, isn't that the strangest rule? Like your son's school rule. There's little things that they know. They know if they need gloves on the playground.
Yeah. I mean, it's those little things that has kids start to second guess what they're feeling on the inside. So, you know, my son is feeling hot when he's running around on the playground, but someone in authority is telling him, no, you need a coat. When we do this to kids, they start to question, well, wait a minute, I feel hot, but mom says that I'm cold, that I need a coat. So, you know, I trust mom and I love mom, so mom must be right. So I guess what I'm feeling on the inside of my body is not right. And this is how we chip away at our child's inner knowing about what's right for them. And as this, you know, once or twice, you know, a few times, fine. But if this is our mode of operating with our kids, is always telling them what they need to do, and we don't give them a chance to stop and reflect about what feels right to them and give them that inner authority, then they lose it. I mean, it's still there technically, but they have to build it back. This is a key reason why a lot of us moms, in addition to being so busy, can't hear our own inner wisdom. It's been conditioned out of us, so to speak.
So true. I like to say it's like you said, we can never lose a connection, but it becomes very muddy and staticky. And then we spend our adult years trying to clear the static and mud to get it to flow again. One of the other things I feel, too, is telling a child how to feel.
Yes.
Like you were using the example of what he felt like physically. But, you know, when you hear someone say, don't you dare cry. Don't you be upset. And I'm like, how can you tell someone not to feel something? I mean, I know I don't like it as an adult, but when I see people doing that to a child, I'm like, how dare you? And then you see the little child trying to, you know, hold back in what she's really feeling and feeling bad about what she's feeling. That breaks my heart.
Oh, absolutely. And even more sneaky, and not sneaky in that we mean to do it, but a lot of parents will do this. So their child will come home and she's upset. Maybe, you know, something happened at school with a friend or whatever. And she's upset, and she's talking to her parent about it. And this is such a common response that we parents do, is we'll say something like, oh, honey, you know, you don't have to feel bad about that because blah, 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 blah. Well, no, she does need to feel bad because she does feel bad. So she's feeling what she feels. But when we say things, when we're so well-meaning, but if we say, oh, you know, you don't need to feel that way, or, oh, honey, you shouldn't feel that way because you're so great, well, then you develop shame for feeling the way that you do.
Exactly. And I think, depending on what generation our listeners are at, but there are generations, I'd say a little older than me, I'm 57, like friends especially that I've talked to that are about 6-7 years older than me, they were raised that you don't show your emotions, right? And I know some of it's cultural, and they're struggling now to show and to feel, and they're doing the inner work, and they're like, why do I have to do this at this age just because I was shut down at a young age? So the ripple effect does cause a wound that can take many years to heal.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so when we're looking at our kids and we're worried about them getting into these risky behaviors, and I mean, there's so many opportunities for them to step into things that are not good as they get into those teen years especially, it's really about giving them choices. So choices on how they feel, like we're talking about. You know, you're going to wear this coat or that coat. We can start simple when they're little, but, you know, even, you know, when they get older, we can have them making some bigger choices. Giving them space to solve their own problems rather than us wanting to jump in and tell them how to handle it. I mean, we're pros at that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Jill, as our time together comes to a close, I'm going to give you a website again, ishinekids.com. Is there a particular place you recommend on your website that the woman listening should start with?
Yeah, I mean, on the home page, I have a free gift on there that is going to go into a lot of depth about what are those things that, as a parent, we need to look at if we want to raise our child to feel confident on the inside, to have that inner confidence, to have healthy self-esteem. There are 7 things that us parents can do, and so I walk through that, and it's most of it, as they will see, is stuff we can do within ourselves. So that's right on my front page.
Well, everyone, I want to invite you to visit ishinekids.com, download the free gift that Jill has created for you, and visit the site and learn more about everything she's doing in the world. Thank you for joining me, Jill. I look forward to your book coming out. We'll be happy to feature it in Aspire Magazine. And I want to thank everyone for joining us on the call, whether you're listening live or on one of the podcast platforms. We do this for you. We do this to let you know that you're not alone on your journey, that there are other women who have walked the path ahead of you, and we're here to support you. Blessings, everyone. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.